Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Coming up, Dom's Money Melody. Big prize today. Might be good, though, if you are sort of a soccer fan or somebody in your family or someone you know, to be striking instantly, because if so, it is a big one. We'll have that for you. Have a lot of fun with Dom's Money Melody at about 2:13 today. Now, Dan, while you were away, I think, or this was at the tail end right before the honeymoon, which we'll get some of Dan's trademark. Pet vacation peeves. Who could have peeves on vacation? Oh man.
There are some peeves.
There we go. But here's the inquire again. We had on Beth Ann Rossica, who works with Clarice with the Get Our Kids Back in School and all that, right? She filed a Freedom of Information Act about this Outfest, this LGBTQIA. I might have to look up the IA here, just saying. Rally. Or event that was going to happen. Dan, I don't think you were here for that. And she made the point, she's asking to see where are all these hate-filled letters that actually went to the town council that canceled this. Where are they? Or is it more they just couldn't pull this off? And it wasn't about LGBTQIA. It was about the drag queens. It was about having drag queens perform under the auspices of the city on the sidewalk, in front of kids and everybody else. So I'm reading what they did in Westchester, I guess on the date. 500 people gathered, says the Inquirer, at the Chester County History Center. Rainbow face paint, signs, cars honking in support, LGBTQ flags. I don't know, they left off the IA. And they talk about the event, yada, 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 hatred, 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 which we don't know. And then at the end, they say, after a fun day there, after the rally concluded, allies and members of the LGBTQIA community marched 10 blocks from the Chester County History Center toward the Split Rail Tavern to celebrate queer pride and watch local drag queens perform on stage. The point being this. What did Beth Ann say? What did I say? It's America. If you like that, knock yourself out. Have all the fun in the world. So we asked the question, and a lot of reasonable people called in and said why the drag queen part of this, publicly, auspices of the city, kids, sidewalk, why they're not bending on that. Why they still get angry over that. Why they don't want to normalize it. So did anybody stop these people from going down to this Split Rail Tavern thing and enjoying that as part of the post-rally part? No. No one's complaining about that. It's the normalizing. It's to say, around kids particularly, this is no biggie under all these auspices. Isn't that what it is? It sets reasonable people up. Now, some people are offended by the whole thing. I get that. But I think Beth Ann Rossica is hoping when she gets these emails back, they're not going to show widespread people, hateful, threatening. They're probably going to say, people, are you kidding me? Engaged in this and being the enabler of the drag queens. And again, there's a place in our society for it. Who cares? Knock yourself out. But they don't accept the endorsement, if you will. That's what seems to be the rub here. That's where this was going. That's the way I read it. That's the way she read it. And a lot of you, we have more calls on that than just about it. What is it about it that people are not going to budge on? And again, you want to go to a club there, bang. You want to walk 10 blocks to show your support that Westchester is a gay-friendly community or LGBTQIA. Good. You had every opportunity to do that. I don't see any reports of hate mobs or anything else talking about any of it. All right, 855-839-1210. Now, don't forget the side question today. Rosita, the bilingual, and I think that's one of the relatively newer Muppets, has been canceled, according to a news report, at Sesame Place, including a restaurant that was built around Rosita, Rosita Casina Kitchen, apparently, a merchandise tent or stand, you know, a building where you can buy the merchandise exclusively for Rosita. All that's gone away because of the charges of discrimination. All right, one other thing, then we'll get some of these vacation. Dan is building up in there. Man, he's got writer's cramp from all that he's dredging up from the honeymoon. Poor Maisie. God, I bet she doesn't have any. All right, Malcolm Kenyatta. Now, I've had this guy on before. He's state senator from Philadelphia. He's gay, meaning he's openly, publicly gay, and he talks about that and how he would be a better senator. He ran against Fetterman. To his credit, he at least brought up the shotgun thing with Johnny Shotgun. Kenyatta apparently is a graduate, it appears by this article, or went to Roxborough High School. So he went to Roxborough, I'm reading this, on Wednesday. He spotted a dream wall. One of the students' aspirational notes on it especially stuck with him, and it should. The student, Dan, said he hoped to live past the age of 30. He hoped to live past the age of 30. Kenyatta was going on to say it was something about the simplicity of the note, the staggering seriousness of it, the reality of whoever wrote it is we can't tell them they're wrong. In his eyes, the mass shooting at Roxborough failed to capture the national attention, despite the fact that gun violence had cut short another child's life. My answer to that is, if he were right here, yeah, it failed to capture the national attention because it doesn't fit the media narrative. They're not going to go with something like that, even though there is unbelievable. We've all seen the footage of these maniacs running down the streets in hoodies and masks and everything else, firing wildly and chasing down the one kid and shooting him on the ground. We've all seen that. So the interview goes on, and he says, the lives of black and brown kids get used as cannon fodder for folks to attack cities in ways that are overtly and sometimes covertly racist. To suggest people who are from poor and urban communities are inherently less safe, which is certainly not the case for all communities. Then he talks about poverty and violent crime. Not one mention in here, of course, of anything related directly to the DA in Philadelphia saying, if you're a felon and you're caught with an illegal weapon, by definition, if you have a gun, it's illegal. That's not going to be a major crime. It's going to be a summary offense. No mention of that. It is awful, though. Students putting on a wall, I hope to live past the age of 30. Now, dramatic, but probably in the minds of these kids, that's an aspiration they have. Why wouldn't they when they see something like this play out? And he's right to say, why would the media not cover this? Four wounded, one killed. The boldness of pulling up in a stolen SUV and firing all those shots in broad daylight right there with every camera in the world. How does something like that happen? Well, I know how it happens. But the other side just engages in anything, twisting in knots. And he thinks the media is not covering it because these happen to be kids who are black or Latino or something. I suppose they're not covering it because they don't like the angle. If they like the angle, then yeah, they would cover this forever. That's what drives it. It's an obvious thing. He's got to realize that. I think he's just, this is an interview with the Daily Guardian, a British newspaper. He's just playing this toward his own angle of what it's all about. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. We will get you in. I'd love to get your reaction to that. What do you say? The student hoped to live past the age of 30. Awful. I don't doubt the truth that that was on the wall, okay? My answer is then, yeah, we got some things to do right now. What's stopping us that kids believe they're not going to live past the age of 30? We know what they are. We don't want to do them. So guess what? The odds may not be on their side. They're going to live past the age of 30 because Philadelphia won't do them. And the mechanisms at the state level may not be strong enough to force Philadelphia to do them, even though we're trying. All right, Dan, let's swing into, before Dom's Money Melody, a few of those vacation pet peeves. Oh, the master of the pet peeve is back.
Yeah, I was hoping to blend it with the prize today, Dom, because we're giving away a prize related to soccer. I'll get into that in a little bit. But I've learned, so I spent the last week down in Aruba. I learned that the worst people in this entire country aren't Philadelphians, as the media likes to paint us. They're not New Yorkers. It's people from Boston.
Oh, man, I could get on board with that. That's good, yes.
So Aruba is like a huge destination in Massachusetts, supposedly. The proof is in the pudding because it seems like 9 out of 10 tourists that were down in Aruba happened to have that horrible Boston accent.
Wicked accent,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, packing the car, and they're proud of themselves. They have a name for themselves. I don't think I could say it on air, but it rhymes with a-holes and starts with mass.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, you were such mass blanks. And so every time that we were sitting down for a nice dinner, we would be sat down. We paid, you know, $100-$150 per each dinner. We were getting nice dinners down there in Aruba. It's like a table of M-holes came down, sat down next to us, and completely ruined the experience. Talking at the top of their lungs. They're doing it's not just an Italian thing. It's the talking with the hands. It's an obnoxious thing.
My cousin from Boston.
So if you're sitting there having a nice dinner, I got to thank a listener who called in just before the vacations, suggested El Gaucho. It's
yes.
A steakhouse down there. We went there our final night. We wanted a nice steak, so we took the advice. Went to El Gaucho. It's more of a casual steakhouse, not the white linens, but it has some incredible steaks, and it's an expensive place. So we're sitting there. There's a table in front of me that has a little sign on it saying happy anniversary. There's a table on the other side of the dining room, another happy anniversary, couple sitting there. A couple sitting in the middle, and then a group of four guys, clearly from Boston, talking with their Boston accents, come and sit down and make a huge scene. And another table, the table across from them, the other couple happen to be from Boston as well, and start talking about where they're from in Boston at the top of their lungs, while others are trying to have anniversary dinners. In our case, it was a honeymoon dinner. Dom, do you sit there and say something?
Nah, I can't. What are you going to do there?
So Maisie looks at me like, she knows who I am, and she knows that I'm the kind of person. I'm a 6'8 guy. I really don't hesitate when I think there's something wrong to speak my mind. She's looking at me, and she's like, please don't make a scene here. Please don't.
Well, what are you going to say? Did you say something?
I did.
Oh,
I
boy.
I said something. So,
all right,
so,
give
so,
us the...
So the couple in the middle that's entertaining these four guys who are clearly drunk from Massachusetts at the top of their lungs. I lean over the guy. I go, sir, you know, this is the final night of our honeymoon. We're paying a lot of money. We were hoping to have a kind of romantic experience. Is there any way you can not entertain this conversation further? And he looked at me and kind of like he had the like, what are you doing talking to me kind of look. But then he kind of softened up.
Wow.
And looked at me and said, okay. And he stopped having the conversation. And he actually sent free drinks.
Wow.
He ordered drinks for me and Maisie over to our table. But here in Philadelphia, Dom, there's no way I'm saying
kids,
to another
don't
table.
Try that at home.
It's to another table. But it's just one of those things. One of the gripes I have is that I can't say the word, the M-holes. The guys from Massachusetts who talk at the top of their lungs. Another gripe I have about vacation, it's sitting there on the beach enjoying the beautiful sound of the waves lapping against the shore. You know, the wind's out there. And someone sits down and starts playing in their little Bluetooth speaker just country music. It's like I'm sitting down here in Aruba. If you want to play like Bob Marley or some...
Did you say something to that? Can you change the channel?
No, what we did there is we actually got up and moved.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we got up and moved. But it was an absolutely beautiful vacation down there. I had
Well, now, wait a minute, though. No tanning process going on here. That's what Ro wanted to know about. Not much of a tan.
So on Krasnerland, both you and the commenters were saying, why is Dom tanner than Dan? And I have a very fair-skinned wife. My wife is, you know, Irish background and English. And so when we were sitting out on the beach, what they have down in there in Aruba is they have a bunch of cabanas that you can sit under. They're made of palm, and it's really
cool. Is that hot?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that hot. It was like high 80s. But the sitting in the sun, I don't know what it is, but you sit in the sun for more than 5 minutes, and you start to bake. So they provide everybody cabanas, and you can sit at a cabana and have service, and we are ordering.
Oh, very nice.
So we're sitting there on the beach, Dom. We went to a resort in the center of Eagle Beach, which is a huge destination in Aruba. It's like a top 10 beach according to TripAdvisor in the world. We're sitting there, and we're approached by a server who happens to work for Sbarro.
Oh, you should have called
me. So we're sitting there
me.
On the beach in Aruba. We ordered some Sbarro pizza, and I felt
horrible
about
man.
It.
Well, I would have said, isn't there an Olive Garden around here somewhere?
And there happened to be right down the street.
An Olive Garden.
There was an Olive Garden.
Oh, man.
We were thinking maybe we should go
paradise.
Just for the stories of the show, but no, we went to, you know.
Okay. All right. What did you order from Sbarro's? Pizza?
We got pizza and chicken tenders.
Yeah, I don't know the pizza. I'm more of a ziti fan from Sbarro's.
There is no good pizza in Aruba.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, not especially.
Now that we're kind of close to where we are with the Money Melody, I was sitting at a beach bar Sunday.
Right.
You can imagine my reaction. Watching the Eagles game Sunday afternoon, and the bar manager halfway through the first quarter comes and posts a sign on the TV saying, at halftime we'll be switching all TVs to the Belgium national soccer game.
Oh, Belgium.
You can imagine I was with a bunch of Eagles fans. There were some there's a lot of Pats fans there. You can imagine the reaction in the bar when that happened.
I'm surprised the bar is still standing there.
I wrote an angry review on Google.
Wait a minute. Is this a honeymoon or is this a pet peeve fest? Bro, you got to call, Ro, and give us your comment. I know you're listening. I told you I would do it around 2 o'clock. If you are, we need some commentary on this or I'll play it back for you tonight.
Yeah.
All right. So, we are ready, though. Tie in the soccer thing here. If you're a soccer fan, somebody in the family knows somebody, you'll
don't
probably
be a prize hound today. Leave this to a soccer fan.
Yeah,
please.
Leave it, if we can, to a soccer fan. It's time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
Yes, as we said, you'll win a pair of tickets to Men in Blazers Live. This cup is for you on November 25th at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia. Come revel and make World Cup memories as we embark on our nationwide celebration of football. Uh-oh. This is the same day as the World Cup match of USA versus England. Oh, yeah. Boy.
So Men in Blazers is the top.
Yes.
It's the number one podcast for
soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you'll be doing is it's just like, you know, Mystery Science Theater 3000, how the guys will sit there and, you know, watch the movies, the old movies. You're doing this with soccer with some of the best soccer analysts out there. One of the guys is a producer for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, among other TV shows. A really, really cool experience, especially if you're a soccer fan. Watch that USA versus England World Cup match with those guys. Dom, today we're asking for our side question, who is a great character from a TV show or movie, from a kid's TV show or movie? I went back to my childhood, some nostalgia. Pulled a mid-90s Nickelodeon. That's what I'll give you as a clue.
Okay.
TV show. We're going to ask for the name of this TV series. This 10-second clip here is the theme song of a great TV series. Had a lot of cultural impact, and we're looking for the name of the series, Dom. Here is your clue today.
Very Arubian. By the way, that was quite a stunning display of pet peeves and ticklish situations.
Oh, I have more.
The
there's more.
We'll hear part two tomorrow if there's popular demand, which there might be. The pet peeve segment is always good. All right. Hit us with the name of that TV series, and you are off. And this is an expensive prize. This cup's for you. November 25th at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia. 855-839-1210.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, you got the backstory, you got the soccer references. My mind is spinning with what the heck was going on the island of Aruba, and he still might be welcome back someday. Talking about Dan, Maisie probably papered everything over. All right, we're going to play the clue for you. We're looking for this TV series. This is the theme song, right, Dan?
Yes, sir.
All right, the theme song from this TV series. Hit it. All right, you get the correct answer. You get a pair of tickets to Men in Blazers. The two cops who every day text me during this have been stumped. They've given up.
Oh,
wow.
I won.
That's a first. All right, let's go to Ken in Perkasie on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Ken, what's the name of that TV series?
This is a guess. Is it Reading Rainbow?
No, that would have been a good one. Dan is partial to that. He's still mad at Jeopardy.
Yeah, come on.
Since his guy didn't get in there, Jeopardy is just going to, let's go to Vince in Willow Grove, see if he knows. What's the name of the TV series, Vince?
Is it Rugrats?
Nicely played. How did that have great cultural influence, Dan?
It didn't.
All right. Put you on hold, Vince.
I regretted that immediately after I said it, too.
The Miller Theater. And Men in Blazers live, this cup's for you, November 25th. That's the same day of the U.S. versus England. Now, I could redesign soccer to make it fit American tastes a little bit more, Dan, I think.
How's that?
You got to narrow in the field more.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have penalties for just freezing the ball constantly. You got to take away the nil-nil. Maybe I kind of like the elongated short, as you know, more than the short shorts these guys sort of wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to see more violence, too.
Well, I was going to say that. Yeah. That, of course. We had quite a football debate while you were away.
Oh, with the Tua stuff?
Well, I use that because the NFL under fire last week. How is it 32 teams and only 3 African-American coaches? So Troy Vincent revealed the survey. He's one of the top NFL guys. And it was pretty appalling, the reasons that were given for that.
Really?
I mean, look, I don't like how they lecture us, the NFL, the nonsense they roll out to bother us. So maybe they ought to be bothered a little bit. Okay? Why do they only have 32 teams, whatever it is, and 3 head coaches that are African-American? Why? I don't think there's particularly a good answer out there.
No, I don't think there is. Like, no. I look at this story with like Deuce Staley having to leave the Eagle organization.
Yes.
For not, you know, getting ahead in any way.
Yeah, what is it that does it? And it might be reasons. Like, if I were there, would I pick Sirianni over Deuce? He looks like a doofus to me. I got to say it, Sirianni. But yeah. He's succeeding. How's he succeeding? He doesn't even call the plays.
Yeah.
But he's succeeding.
And I was watching, you watch the HBO Hard Knocks with Deuce, right. And just his leadership is incredible. What that guy brings to that
so
team.
What is it that was lacking? And again, that's your own business. We all agree. But then why tell us about the country? Why go on these things? Because it plays well with their players, they believe. That's why they do it. All right, 855-839-1210. You got a line, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. Don't forget the side question. We started off the show by telling you that Rosita, the Muppet who is bilingual, has been canceled. The Daily Mail says, is Speedy Gonzalez next? Is Carmen Santiago in the on deck? How about Fat Albert? Who can be canceled next? So hit us with that all-time cartoon or kid show character from the last 30, 35 years or so. You know, just try to keep some recent ones. Any good ones on Twitter since you're back at Dom Show 1210?
Yeah, how about the Minions?
The Minions. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Despicable Me. They're all over the place. I like Fisher Pine's answer, sticking in the theme of fish with Marlin and Dory from Finding Nemo.
Very good. Yeah, these are contemporary.
And a Mount Rushmore taken off the board from Mark Wisniewski. How about Elmo?
Exactly. All right. And now no more Rosita. Man, they're brutal over at Sesame. You're canceled, honey. The merchandise little shack there that they sell her stuff, the little restaurant they have,
Rosita
those are
Cucina.
All shuttered, apparently.
I'm getting trashed on Twitter for my take on Boston people, Dom.
Well, include me in on that one. It's the smuggest. It's the accent. It's the whole thing. Well, I don't know.
I have someone that says, as a former resident of Massachusetts, I may need to find a new midday show.
I got to say, I am a New York hater. I mean, it's just aggressive beyond aggressiveness.
Yeah.
When I go up there driving, I don't even use the two-foot method. I'm just keeping my foot on the gas pedal. That's it. There's no other foot involved.
I think what annoys me the most is that just Philadelphians get such a bad reputation.
Yeah.
It's not us.
I mean, even the song Sweet Caroline, you know how I feel about old Neil. I can't listen to it. Just because of that. The socks, you know. They just think they're all Stephen King and John Updike or something.
I got to say this, that I have a brother who lives just outside Boston and a sister-in-law, so I think I'm okay speaking out against these M-holes, but...
All right, we'll see if they bother you. I didn't start it, but I'll jump in there. All right, one other
quick thing. They're proud of it.
I've been waiting all day for this, Stan, so take all this in as I level this. The newspaper, NJ.com, the Star Ledger, right? Big newspaper in New Jersey, big, very liberal newspaper editorializing. You know what they're complaining about today? They say, for our local newspapers and democracy... This could be a matter of life and death. All right? They're complaining because in New Jersey now, the people who deliver papers every day, the progressives in New Jersey want them not classified. They want them to be classified as not subcontractors or whatever, but as employees of the newspapers. The State Department of Labor is strictly enforcing a law that's been on the books since the FDR era. Upending tradition by ordering these workers to be treated as employees. That means that newspapers or the firm they hire to handle delivery will have to pay taxes to cover benefits like unemployment and disability, just as they do for full-time employees. It would cost the Star Ledger, already diminished by layoffs and buyouts, about $3 million a year. Oh, man, I could see the editorial room over at the Philadelphia Inquirer. Now, the reason I like this story is obvious. These are the very same people, the Star Ledger, the Philadelphia Inquirer, the New York Times, always going after business, particularly small business and the others. How can they not be a $15 an hour minimum wage, the whole thing? And here, this is a fresh blow. Here's the headline. To newspapers and our democracy, it must be stopped. I don't think they'd ever come on, Dan, but it would be a lot of fun. So here they're being bitten by the labor commissioner and others who's saying that employers who exert control over their workers must consider them to be employees. Jersey relies on the three-part ABC test that makes no allowance for the number of hours worked. And that's how they determine if you're an employee. Remember the whole thing Jersey was doing with the gig stuff and how that was going to hurt people who were independent and liked it and maybe even made more money? So could this be, could we get this in Pennsylvania? Now, see, conservatives don't want to, I understand why. We don't want to turn into them. These are progressives doing it to progressives. Same way that Fetterman didn't pay his taxes, what was it, 67 different times? And said it fell between the cracks. You try saying that when they come to collect. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. You get a line, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. My favorite of the day, though, out of everything we played, may have to play it before, again, the end of the show, is the cheating fisherman. I love that story. You know, I was hoping it was only for $50 or something they were cheating rather than what you said, a new fishing boat. Lucky they didn't get killed.
Yeah, tens, hundreds, or thousands.
Here are the cheating fishermen. These guys got caught, apparently, in a big fishing tournament where the prizes can be rather substantial, putting little weights inside the fish they caught. And because those fish weighed so much more than the other fishermen, they went nuts, and the guy cut open the fish. Here's how it sounded.
We got weights and fish!
There we go!
Weights and fish!
I hear women in there.
Everybody listen to me right now. Jake, I want you to leave. I don't want anybody to touch these guys. I want you to leave.
He needs to go to jail. Tell the cops. It's them.
Oh, my God. You hear the woman in there?
Yeah.
It's a woman screaming. I don't know if they're saying hang them or kill them or what they want, cut them or something. And you say they want a fishing boat. It's some big fishing
tournament. Well, what you hear there is the vocal reaction to all these men and women realizing that the last year and a half of their lives
right.
have been a joke.
Yeah, exactly. But they must have done this. They're not good, Dan. They did it like what I read, a time and a half to two times the weight of anybody else. It's not like they were clever. And they beat him by 8 ounces or something, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
and it took this long.
You're talking like fish that are the same size as other fish being caught weighing, you know, 2-3 pounds more.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty obvious.
What would happen in Philadelphia? All right. Phone lines, 855-839-1210. Now we're a little bit in time and change here, so you might want to come in with your side question. We won't have a lightning round at 3. It'll be before that, so... Hit us with that kids show that you think the character in a kids show or cartoon coming off Rosita being canceled. That's what we're looking for at the end of your call.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, it's the Dom Giordano Show. I don't know if we'll get into more of Dan's pet peeves on the honeymoon tomorrow. We probably will. It's great show material. And there's backstories here I'm not allowed to say yet. So I may have to... I don't think we could get Maisie on. She's probably right now in sackcloth and ashes for 40 days after all this.
Yeah, Maisie would not endorse it, nor would she endorse the fact that we're probably talking about it on air right now.
Well, Rose says the same thing, and I say, come on now. You've learned it's a show. You got it before that.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of show business, I did not know this. I don't think he was unlikable, but, man, it shows you where comedy and humor is. When Jon Stewart, the genius, left The Daily Show in 2015, he averaged 1.3 million viewers per night. After 7 years, I didn't know he was there 7 years, Trevor Noah was down to 363,000 viewers. And Dan and I had a conversation with someone yesterday. They quoted those numbers to me. You talk about revenge. The guy who said it to me said, yeah, 363,000 viewers. So I guess it was a mutual parting of the ways. I don't know who's going to take his place. And again, Saturday Night Live debuted, I think it was the 48th debut, or 48th beginning of a year. I can remember, I thought it started in 1975. And almost nothing about Biden and Harris. They still won't do it. In fact, Alec Baldwin was on doing Trump. They won't give it up. They attack Trump, and yet they can't find anything else. You mean there's no humor in Joe Biden? There's no humor in the press secretary? God. 855-839-1210.
There's no courage is what it is.
Yeah. But I don't get it with Biden. All right, I get it with Obama and certainly with Mrs. Obama. You know, very difficult for a comedian. But with Biden, where's the difficulty there? I don't think there is that much. It's a ripe target. Yeah, maybe the press secretary. I get the sensitivity there. All right, 855, and Kamala Harris, of course, can't say anything. 855-839-12, even though they have one of their alums, who I think does a great Kamala Harris.
Dude, you have Mr. Magoo in the White House. Like you can't.
Yeah,
find
just do a Mr. Magoo thing. Yeah, play it as Mr. Magoo. Yeah. But who's that woman? Bridesmaids, a couple of other things. She's
Tina Fey?
No, it's not Tina Fey playing. She did it when they satirized the debate with Mike Pence. See who played Kamala Harris. I mean, she's perfect for it.
Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph. Yeah. And Maya Rudolph's very good, and she plays Kamala Harris very well without a lot of stretching needed or anything. And they don't do it. They got her right there in the bullpen. And then we complain about Trump, and you go back to the same old tired stuff. All right, 855-839-1210. Who would play Larry Krasner, I might ask as a side question one day in a film? Anybody come to mind? There's a lot of glass cleaning, I notice. You know, when he's getting upset, he cleans his glasses.
He's the biggest doofus I can think of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with the side question here. We'll have the lightning round coming up on it. We haven't gotten a great one yet, I don't think. Let's go to Ron in South Jersey. And, Ron, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ron, welcome in.
How you doing, Tom?
Good,
my
Ron.
My side question is Tom and Jerry's, my grandson's favorite.
That is
and
a great.
All the time that Mac gets away and keeps tricking him up and stuff.
Well, Itchy and Scratchy is a little bit better in The Simpsons, but, yeah, it's a good one.
Okay. What about these newspapers? How come they're so on the left side all the time? Can't they just give the news out the way it is?
Yeah, they think they are. But can you imagine the Star-Ledger saying, how dare they, the very progressive newspaper? Yeah. The Inquirer would say the same thing. Why should we have to pay these? Well, then why should small business be driven out by your progressive policies? Right.
Right. It's
well, Ron, they would tell you, where's the evidence that they're biased, that they're not just reporting the news down the middle?
Well, there's plenty of evidence out there from what I can hear and see.
Well, sure, but they're in a bubble where everybody has that same worldview, so they don't think what's happening in front of us is something to be as concerned about. You know, they come to a different conclusion. Tom and Jerry's a good one, though. Thank you, Ron. Ken in Meteor. Oh, this is a controversial one here. We may have to bring in the committee for this. Ken in Meteor. All right, Ken, who do you have?
I have a Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a good answer.
That's a good
answer.
What's
wrong with that?
Well, come on. Think of Pee-wee Herman. Come on.
Come on. He only did one bad thing.
There you go. That's right. Hey, you could be an editorial writer for The Inquirer. Very good, Ken. And Joe in Exton. All right, Joe, always outside the box. All right, Joe, who do you have today?
Hello, Dom. My character is Tilly, the little engine that could.
All right, we'll put that on the list. I kind of like Tom and Jerry there. Pee-wee was a big deal.
I'm definitely leaning toward Pee-wee as the front runner.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that and attacking those people from Massachusetts today. They're wicked mad here. I wonder if they lose any of their accent. I wonder if the guy had said that could call in. I'd love to hear a real...
Well, I do know that when someone from Philly moves up to Boston, they do eventually get the accent.
Oh, you think so?
Well, I've seen it happen with my mother. Yeah.
I can't imagine my accent. You think so? We had a guy, Stringer. I forget his first name. Great producer. Not quite a Borowski, but he was really good and really good on the air.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have the accent till he let down his guard and started talking normally. And he's saying the park and the car and the wick. I mean, it was impenetrable. Yeah,
that's the West.
It is a big accent. The Kennedys made it fashionable. I think it's not a good accent.
No, it's not.
I think our accent sounds lyrical here in Philadelphia, right?
Well,
maybe not.
Yeah.
All right, so 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Hit us with that kids show. We're going to take a couple more. Lightning round next. And then we'll declare a winner around that. If you missed it today, Dr. Oz on talking about meeting with these African-American ministers last night. Not the black clergy of Philadelphia, but another group actually out there in the middle of all this violence. And they told him in their area, or people there said, easier to get fentanyl than baby formula. Boy, what a phrase. What a way of putting exactly what's going on here in Biden's America and in Philadelphia. And the other thing from today, Rosita being canceled apparently by Sesame. They didn't announce it. They just made her vanish. Not in the parade, no kitchen there, and no merchandise. All over these frivolous claims that are growing. More and more people come. Oh, yeah, same thing happened to me. All right, 855-839-1210. That will get you in on Talk Radio 1210. Okay, it is dime time now to 3 o'clock rather than 3:05 because Rich is back in the afternoons, 3 until 7 here on Talk Radio 1210, kicking it off today. So we go to 3 o'clock, noon till 3 now, not 3:05. So it's time, I know a bit early, for...
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, this is where you jump in and hit us. We're looking today for the character, kid show, cartoon, whatever, coming off poor Rosita being canceled at Sesame Place, at least according to news reports. Hey, one quick thing to mention to you. The guy who made his mark, his name is Greenberg, Democrat pollster. I hope this guy's being listened to by Democrats. We'll see. He's the guy who gained fame in the early 1980s by identifying the shift of working-class whites from the Democrat Party to Ronald Reagan. He put out a memo that's been leaked now saying that Democrats can beat Republicans in November and all their fear tactics by portraying the GOP as the tool of wealthy investors, despite what he acknowledges are the very unpopular migration, he calls them, policies. The battle for the economies is not now, not over for the number of jobs, but what government is doing to make work pay and to champion working people and attack the billionaires who prosper at the expense of everyone else. That's the core message that will enable Democrats to win and keep winning. He calls it that anti-elite message. That's what Democrats always try to do. But we've all seen over the course of time that that party has become the party of, quote, elites of a source, be it elites in academe or elites financially, Pelosi's and a million others. I don't think that dog's going to hunt, but I hope they give that a try. All right, let's go to Michael in Wilmington on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Michael, what's the cartoon or kid show?
Good afternoon, Dom. Good afternoon, Dan. Ren and Stimpy.
Ah, yes.
Love it.
Good one. That is a very good one. All right, we're not going back to this, these two. Okay, Dan, so I, you know.
We said 40 years, like how many times during the show today?
Come yeah, on. So, okay, that means we're going to have to go with what we have. We're going to stick to the rule. When we say 40 years, it means, you know, give or take, a year a day, but 40 years.
Like all relevance right. Within the past 40 years. Yeah. It doesn't need to be created within the past 40 years, but I'm sorry, Howdy Doody hasn't been relevant for...
Yes, no, not yeah. Going with Howdy Doody. So let's hear some of the contenders here. Back your first day around this.
Joe in Westchester was created before 40 years, but stayed relevant with the Goofy movie in the 90s. How about okay. Goofy from the world of Mickey Mouse? Tom and Jerry stayed relevant, had a recent movie come out, a film centered on them for a whole new generation that ran in South Jersey. I think Pee-wee Herman deserves to be up there. I know there's a lot of conversation as to what happened to the
yes.
person playing it, Paul, but Pee-wee Herman is a all-time television character for kids. And I'll throw in the recent answer, a more recent TV show, Ren and Stimpy, Michael and Wilmington.
Give me the Ren and Stimpy. I don't remember... too much about
it was a Billy West series back in the late 90s, kind of had okay. some controversial undertones to it, appealed to both children and adults, kind of in the gross out humor realm of things. Probably not a very educational show, but a very impactful show.
Man, I thought we'd come up with something that was a clear winner here. I guess I can go with you since you've bashed all of New England today. Let's go with the Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah, I really think Pee-wee deserves to be on like a Mount Rushmore of television characters with Mr. Rogers and a Mickey Mouse.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. All right. Dangerous stuff
All
here.
Rubens aside, yeah, I think it's a good character,
okay,
Pee-wee
Herman. Okay, so that's where we're going with. That name goes into the hat. I think we already have one on the drawing board for tomorrow. We'll tell you that tomorrow, though. And a bunch of other people. If you missed it, we had Doug Mastriano and Dr. Oz on today. Great stuff. Stay tuned. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. Bad idea, and we predicted this would happen, bad idea of the day and forever, coming off the shooting at Roxborough. The number of Friday night lights, high school football games in Montgomery County, Philadelphia, and maybe some other counties. I just have a couple here. John Bartram, unspecified threat, canceled. Plymouth White Marsh, elected to call off their home game, and a bunch of others out there. I mean, this Friday Night Lights thing is a great thing for kids. Gives them an opportunity. That's the reason why the show is so popular. I like it. Ro likes it. Dan. I mean, the idea is to gear up and to send a message. We're going to play the game. Otherwise, you're going to continue to get the same exact things going on each and every week. It's appalling to me, but I know people in charge, they think, hey, so are they going to cancel it next week? If somebody calls in with another unspecified threat, does that mean they call it off next week?
We should be working towards enabling it to happen further. We should be doing everything in our power to stop it
from
happening.
To send a message.
Yes.
Yeah? Well, their idea is it's better to be safe than sorry. How far does that go? How far do they call this out? That's why you're an administrator. You're paid $100,000, $150,000 a year to make a decision. Even if you have Friday night lights and you won't let fans there, you still play on a Friday night, let the kids have that, or you limit it, or you have metal detectors, whatever you think you need. And the police have to send a deterrent message and say, hey, we're not on board with all that stuff. We are on the side of protecting you, and we're going to be able to do it. How far does it extend? All right, follow on Twitter until tomorrow at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Rich Zioli, Big Show, now back, all live and local.
Back in the afternoons.
Yes, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. I've never been here where that has been the case. And I've been here since, 2001.
Excited for this.
Yes, it's quite a bold thing, quite an accomplishment to get back to that in the way that it used to be. I remember when it was 24 hours a day, local, kind of like WIP. And this will be the kickoff of Rich back in the afternoon, ready to go with that. Dan, will you have any more pet peeves tomorrow?
Oh, we'll have some more, Dom. They don't like traffic lights down there in Aruba. They only use traffic circles, so you can imagine how that felt for me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Already today, a lot of listener feedback on this, the emails I'm getting, etc. So we'll have that tomorrow. In addition, trying to track down the pastor at this Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is out there in places like Kensington, Northeast Philadelphia, where they told him, yeah, it's easier to get fentanyl than baby formula. Doesn't shock me.
Question. Did you know that it is easier to get fentanyl than is baby formula in the city?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. What an indictment, but it just drops with a thud. There's nothing that can shame these people. You know the mantra. Oh, by the way, we did Krasnerland, Dan back too, on Friday. If you missed it this week, we do it every Thursday at 4 o'clock. We did it on Friday at 4 o'clock. You can find it at Facebook.com/1210WPHD. Facebook.com/1210WPHD. This week, we'll be on a Thursday schedule, and already, it's unbelievable the amount of stuff out there. Just always remember, keep the faith. That investigatory report will come down in about 2.5-3 weeks. They'll recommend impeachment. Larry Krasner will be impeached. Then we're off to the trial. All right, Richie always back, ready to take you up until 7 o'clock. Yes, we're back tomorrow, noon until 3, here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.